We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I gonna do this? I got a message from a friend, and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers, and they said on TV that they're gonna pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to T2T.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos Racecourse with two great weeks of racing. Opening day is Friday, December 6th. First post is 12:30 p.m. The meet will include the Starlet for Fillies on Saturday, December 7th, and the Los Alamitos Futurity on Saturday, December 14th, plus two other stakes events for juveniles. And our on-track handicapping contest is set for Saturday, December 14th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime Thoroughbred meet opens on December 6th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. All righty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday, stuck right in the middle of this big four-day Thanksgiving weekend 2024. We welcome you to the show. We understand that you might need a little bit, maybe a little bicarbonate or Alka-Seltzer this morning, and we know nobody's stepping on any scales, so we will begin the show by reminding you that we come to you from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard, where most of you, as soon as you finished your dessert yesterday, was heading on up here to Las Vegas to spend the rest of the Thanksgiving weekend enjoying all the amenities that we have here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I hope you took a coat with you. That's for sure. Anyhow, we come to you here at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard, and of course on YouTube at the South Point Studio Streaming Network, and of course all of our other platforms, including our local anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, where of course they have the play-by-play of both the Rams and the USC Trojan football during this season, exclusively on Sports Talk 1400 AM. And of course, all of our platforms of streaming, that includes our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, and the Google, your Google phone with your apps that you can get on your devices. So you can hear us through the KSHP app, and of course, see and listen to us through the YouTube app, and of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Friday Thanksgiving dinner leftover show. And by tomorrow, we'll get to the sandwiches, and by Sunday, we'll have turkey soup. In any case, we welcome you to the show. We hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving, watching a little bit of the Macy's Parade and a lot of the football and enjoying friends and family and all that great food out there, celebrating our Thanksgiving, to be thankful for what we have. That is for sure. And we here at the Race Day Las Vegas show, thank you for being with us as well. We are thankful to you. All right. So today's Friday. This is, now we're going to get started with really cranking along with all of the big stakes races coming up this next 3 days, this cornucopia, I should say, of stakes races. Today, we have 8 stakes races that include 1 at Aqueduct, Gulfstream, and Del Mar. We've got 2 at Churchill Downs, and 3 stakes races at Laurel. And then tomorrow, Saturday, oh my goodness, 16 stakes races across the country. Aqueduct, Fairgrounds, Pleasanton, 2 at Gulfstream, 2 at Laurel, 2 at Woodbine, 3 at Del Mar, as we continue with the Hollywood Turf Festival that starts in earnest today with the big Hollywood Turf Cup. And 4 at Churchill Downs that will include the Kentucky Jockey Club and Goldenrod, 2 important races for 2-year-olds, as they head on down the road and become 3-year-olds after the first of the year, and then back to Churchill Downs on the first weekend of May. You know what I'm talking about, the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Derby. So we got a lot to cover. What happened yesterday around the country? Well, at Churchill Downs yesterday, on a big day of racing at Churchill Downs for Thanksgiving Day, Rich Ang gave us a nice winner in the second race with Tanya Showers. Rafael Bejarano rode the winner for Chris Hartman and paid $6.74 as the winner there. So we got our dinner money there soon after the races started. That race went about 9 a.m. Pacific time, about an hour after we were over with the show. So Richie gives us the winner there. By the way, Richie gave us all three of the NFL football games yesterday. He won 2 out of 3 of those as well. So he is the handicapping star for Thanksgiving for us here. And in addition to that, at Churchill Downs, Steve Asmussen had a winner with his son Eric at 660 in the fourth race, came back with his son Eric in the sixth race at $15.80. So the Asmussens together had a couple of winners yesterday at Churchill Downs. Corey Lannery had back-to-back wins. He won a race for Rusty Arnold at $15.80 in the seventh race, came back in the eighth race with a winner for Wayne Catalano that paid $40.70. How about that? Back-to-back wins for Corey Lannery. And, of course, in the two big feature races, the Falls City race was won by Loved. Loved beat both the favorites, Tarifa, who finished second, and Musical Mischief, who ran off the board. Loved, Tyler Gaffleone aboard for Brendan Walsh, paid $10.64. Tarifa did finish second, and the first and second finishers in that race owned by Godolphin. Finishing third in the race was Lexa. And then Flavian Pratt got a win for Brad Cox in the 10th race on Lightline, paying $9.30. And then they came back in the Cardinal Stakes, and they won that together again. I should say Flavian Pratt won that again. With Duvet Day. Now, Duvet Day came from left field. I mean, this horse came barreling from out of the clouds down the stretch and got up in time, just swept by the entire field. Duvet Day, with Flavian Pratt aboard for trainer Mike McCarthy, pays an on Pratt-like price of $23 even to win in that big, stretch charge for the victory there. She's looking lucky with second, and Queen Regent was third. That was Pratt's second win, back-to-back wins for Flavie and Pratt yesterday at Churchill Downs. And then, at the Gulfstream Park on the opening day of their big championship meeting there, Ired Ortiz Jr. was the riding star yesterday on the opening day of the championship meet. He won three races, the fourth race for Carlos David at 3:20. Then he came back in the seventh race for Philip Antonacci and paid 6:20. And then Ired capped off the day with the final race winner, and that was the stakes race of the day, the $100,000 Weight of Wild Stakes for two-year-old fillies on the turf. The winner there was Savetta. Savetta paid $3.80 as the favorite for trainer Brendan Walsh and owned by Godolphin. Finishing second was Winning Street, and third was Stella Bovino. Bella Bovino, the horse that Jonathan Hardoon had. He finished third anyhow. And at Fairgrounds yesterday, Jose Ortiz had a couple of winners. Brother Jose won the second race at 8:40, came back in the 10th and final race paying 5:20, but he didn't get the victory in the stakes race. The Thanksgiving Classic there at Fairgrounds won by miles ahead for Colby Hernandez and Paul McGee. That horse paid $33.80 in an upset in the Thanksgiving Classic, outrunning Montesino and Minnesota Ready, who finished third in that race at the Fairgrounds. And that's what happened yesterday at the Fairgrounds on a day where we had limited racetracks, that's for sure. But all in all, it was a neat day of Thanksgiving Day racing. And now we move ahead, of course, to today, where the racing will be back at Aqueduct and at Del Mar today. Both of those tracks are running, and so we will wait and see there. As far as the weather is concerned, here in Las Vegas, it is C-O-L-D cold. Right now outside, 36 degrees. It was 33 degrees coming down the hill today, coming to the studio. We're going to only top out at 59 degrees today, and this is going to be the way the weather is going to be for the rest of the weekend here. We're going to get in the high to mid 30s overnight and in the mid to high 50s in the daytimes here. But it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the Racebook and the sports book as well. But if you're traveling outside here, you bring your coat. You'll need it. I will say this, that as far as the chill is concerned, as long as we don't have the wind and we don't have any expected wind or rain or anything else, should be good. Although we have a slightly overcast and sunny sky today here in Las Vegas. As far as the rest of the country is concerned, you got a little bit of action way off the shore in the Pacific coast with a little bit of rain going on there, but it didn't look like it'll hit Southern California for a while. We'll wait and see, however. John Lindell will give us the latest on that. A little bit of rain in the Gulf Coast right around the panhandle of Florida, but not deep enough, I don't think, to get into Miami or Gulfstream Park area. But as far as the Northeast is concerned, oh, man, it's cold, C-O-L-D, cold, cold, and snow. There's snow happening around the Great Lakes area, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and parts of New York. So it's going to be cold out there. That is absolute. Temperatures, Miami 82, New York 47. It's going to just get up to 47 today in New York. How about Chicago? It's going to be 27. That's the topper there in Chicago with some snow. And as far as the other deep, deep cold places, look at International Falls at 13 degrees. Minneapolis only 17 degrees. You get the idea. It's really cold there. Southern California, 74. So that's not bad in Southern California for Del Mar today. And, of course, Phoenix, Arizona will have a top temperature of 75 today. Again, here in Las Vegas, we're going to top out at 59. All right. That big $3.2 million purchase of Bob Baffert's Barnes, who won in a photo finish at Churchill Downs the other day. That horse, he's heading back to California, and he hopes to return there in Kentucky maybe on the first Saturday in May. But we'll wait and see. But Barnes is on his way back to California after a victory at Churchill Downs. He got an 87 buyer figure in that race that he won there in that photo finish. And I will bet you I can ask quite a few people, certainly Jonathan Hardoon, who was voted the Longines world's, just not the Europe's, but the world's best jockey. I'll wait and keep that for Mr. Jonathan Hardoon. The world's best jockey. The world. Okay? In any case, we'll go over that as well. And, of course, we have a lot to cover today. We have Jonathan Hardoon with us. And, of course, Jerry Jackowitz will be stopping by. There's Aqueduct running today and Del Mar. He'll give us a couple of picks there. Of course, John Lindo from Southern California and Rich Eng here in Las Vegas will have his horse selection from Del Mar. And there's plenty of college football today. There's a rack of college football, so we'll ask him if he has any thoughts about college football today as well. So as we get cranking on this Friday race day show, I want to remind you to go to YouTube if you want to. Go to YouTube, hit the South Point Studios search bar, and then when you get on the page, you'll click on Race Day Las Vegas, and you'll be all set and ready to go to listen and watch us on the Race Day show and also participate in the chat box. And how you participate in the chat box, all you got to do is be a subscriber, and the subscription is free. So when you get there, if you haven't already subscribed, hit subscription, hit subscribe, and you'll be ready and set to go chatting away in the chat box. And I got to tell you, not only do the folks that are watching the show chat on the chat box, but they also have some selections that they like as well. So you might want to check out their picks too. We'll be right back on this Race Day show. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos Racecourse with two great weeks of racing. Opening day is Friday, December 6th. First post is 12:30 p.m. The meet will include the Starlet for Fillies on Saturday, December 7th, and the Los Alamitos Futurity on Saturday, December 14th, plus two other stakes events for juveniles. And our on-track handicapping contest is set for Saturday, December 14th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime Thoroughbred meet opens on December 6th.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Friday. Looking ahead to the races today. Over the weekend, you know, this will be the last weekend of the Churchill Downs meeting. Churchill Downs will wrap up on Sunday, so they got today, tomorrow, and Sunday yet to go. But at Churchill Downs, Steve Asmussen is unloading the barn. He'll have for a total of 26 horses running between yesterday and closing day on Sunday. He is the leading trainer there at Churchill Downs, and he is loaded for bear on the weekend. We'll wait and see how his horses do and how Jonathan sees his horses in some of those races at Churchill Downs. In any case, we're off to the races as far as our racing menu today. I want to remind everybody that the first post times rebroadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at in the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here in Las Vegas, these would be the first post times that roll out in the race books here, especially here at the South Point. And if you're listening on the many different platforms that we have and you're in another time zone, adjust to the Pacific time zone from whatever one you're in. That's how you tweak it, and then you'll get your time zones right for the starts of the races at the racetracks around the country. Don't want to miss anything. like I miss mom and dad, okay? Here we go. We begin today's racing menu with Parks Racing. Parks Racing has 9 races today, and their first post time at Parks Racing is set at 9:05. 9:05 for the first race at Parks Racing. Aqueduct, the big A in New York, where you know it's cold out there. How cold, Ralph? How about 46 degrees going to be the high today at the big A in New York? The track condition is labeled good, okay? It is labeled good after all of the weather that went through there. So the track is going to start off as labeled good, and it'll be cold out there. 9 races today at the Big A, and the feature race today is the Fall Highweight. It's the 7th race on the card, 6 furlongs for 3-year-olds and up. And I got to tell you, the Fall Highweight is always a fun race to watch because it's a race where they really pack on the weight on these horses. For example, the high weight today in the Fall Highweight is 133 pounds that will be carried by 3 different horses in the race. So the Fall Highweight is the 7th race on the card. 9 go to the post in this one. The 9-5 favorite here is Giant Mischief with the Manny Franco aboard. He'll carry a lightweight of 128 pounds. First post time at Aqueduct today for their 9 race card is set at 9:10. 9:10 at Aqueduct today. All right, Gulfstream Park is next. Day 2 of the big championship meeting there. The one-day Pick 6 jackpot carryover stands at $14,683. They also have a Super High 5 carryover left over from last night. That Super High 5 carryover, $4,467. 9 races today. The 9th and final race is the feature, the $115,000 Pulpit Stakes for 2-year-olds at 7.5 furlong schedule for the turf course, 11 go before scratches. And in this race, the favorite at 7-2 is Mi Bago there in the 9th and final, the Pulpit Stakes. First post time, Gulfstream, is 9:20. 9:20 first post at Gulfstream today. All right, Laurel Park has 9 races. They're back in business. Laurel Park has a couple of stakes races today. The $100,000 Willa on the Move Stakes is the 4th on the card. It's 6.5 furlongs for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. A field of 6 there. And the favorite at 8-5 on the morning line is Malibu Beauty. And then you'll have the Richard Small Stakes. That'll be the 8th on the card at 1.18 for 3-year-olds and up. A field of 7 there. And Copper Tax is the 7-5 favorite in that one. First post time at Laurel with a small carryover in their Pick 6 jackpot of $748 is set at 9:25. 9:25 for the 9 race card at Laurel today. And then we go next to Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Downs has 9 races. They got a couple of carryovers. Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $4,047. Super High 5 carryover, not a jackpot, but just a regular Super High 5 carryover, $4,202. Tampa Bay's first post time for 9 races at 9:25. Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. Churchill Downs has 12 races today. A couple of nice stakes races. The 10th race will be the Grade 2 Mrs. Revere Stakes. Mrs. Revere at 1.16 on the turf for 3-year-old filly. Sees a field of 15 before any scratches. And the favorite in that race, it's a wide-open affair. At 3-1 is Keo Beach with Frankie Dettori aboard in that one. And the big race of the day, the Grade 2 Clark Handicap at 1.18 for 3-year-olds and up. That's the 11th on the card. 10 go to the post in this one before any scratches. And the 3-1 favorite there is Hit Show with Tyler Gaffleone. Churchill Downs, a dozen races and a first post time of 10 a.m. with a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $201,174. Big Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $201,174. Remember, they close on Sunday. If it doesn't get hit, and if it's still a carryover, it doesn't get hit before Sunday, it'll be a mandatory payoff. First post time is 10 a.m. Woodbine is next. Woodbine has a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $99,262. $99,262 in the Woodbine carryover in their Pick 6 jackpot. They have 8 races today and a first post time of 10:10. Fairgrounds is next. 9 races at the Fairgrounds. Pick 6 carryover, a regular Pick 6 carryover, $9,615, and a first post time at Fairgrounds for 9 races, 10:45. Turf Paradise, Phoenix, Arizona. 8 races. First 2 will be quarter horses. The last 8 will be thoroughbreds. There is a quarter horse stakes race, and that is the second on the card. First post time at Turf Paradise today is set at 11:40. They've got a pick six jackpot carryover at Turf Paradise today of $4,684, 11:40 first post. Then we go to Del Mar in Southern California. Del Mar, where that turf meets the surf. First post time is 12:30 at Del Mar. They have that 3x3 carryover, those three trifectas in a row deal. $8,454 if you wish to partake. Del Mar has nine races today. And one of the Hollywood Turf Festival races today is the Hollywood Turf Cup. That'll be the seventh race on the card at a mile and one half on the turf for three-year-olds and up. A field of 11, but scratch the one. Rim protector is scratched out of that race, so that leaves a field of 10 to go. And in that race, a wide-open affair, truly quality, is the 5-2 favorite in the Hollywood Turf Cup seventh race today at Del Mar. First post time is at 12:30 at Del Mar. Pleasanton Racetrack has eight races today. Pleasanton's first post time with a nice super high five carryover of $37,841. Not a jackpot, just a regular super high five carryover. $37,841. Eight races, Pleasanton, first post time 12:45. Delta Downs will kick in with nine races. Their first post time is at 2:50 at Delta Downs. Penn National will have their first post time of seven races set at 3:15 at Penn National. And then, by the way, they have a super high five jackpot carryover there of $2,457. And then we get to Charlestown. Charlestown has eight races. They have a pick six jackpot carryover, $71,406. First post time is 4 p.m. at Charlestown. And then we have Remington Park. Remington wraps it up with the first post time of eight races set at 4:30 at Remington Park. And that is a busy Friday racing menu. All right, time to go to Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm okay. A little cold, is it snowing up where you? Oh, you're snowing where you're at, right?
Saratoga got 5 inches yesterday, but down at Aqueduct, where I am today, they only had rain, and it's freezing today, and it's 40 going down. So it is cold. The track is starting off, I think, good or muddy, but it will dry up because it is cold here.
Well, we have quite a few stakes races that I want to just touch upon before we get your selections. And one of them is at Aqueduct. It's the Fall Highweight, which is a race. It's really a kind of a fun type of race, a unique race, because it the race implies what the name is, Fall High Weight, and they put a lot of weight on these horses. I think I remember like a horse like Four Go carrying 136 and 140 pounds.
About 142, I remember Four Go carrying.
And he won the race.
Yes, it's not like it used to be, Ralph. Now the weights are like 135. You don't see even, 133. That's about as well as they're going to carry. You know, in this day and age of heist, I'm surprised they let them carry any weight that's a lot, because these horses obviously are built upside down. They're four tiny legs with all that weight on top of them, so they're easily...
They do carry that weight with a lot of exercise boys who are heavy in the morning, but they're not they're not going all out like they are in a race. You're right. And by the way, jockeys have to make light weight. So when you get to a race like this, there's going to be a lot of dead weight weights that are put
in. Yeah, they're going to be adding weight
in the saddle.
Yeah, they add lead plates into the saddle.
Yeah.
Whatever. And that's how they get the weight, because these guys aren't 133, that's right, for sure. If they are, they're not going to be riding.
And the old adage in horse racing is live weight is better than dead weight, because if you have a heavier human being, he's shifting the weight with your stride. This is dead weight that's just laying right over the horse. But none of these jockeys are that heavy, so they'll all be carrying a lot of dead weight in their saddlebags, so to speak, today. And the top weight in the race, though, they're going to get 133 pounds. But the favorite, Giant Mischief, is going to carry a feathery, like, 128.
Yeah, the problem with Giant Mischief is, though, that he is coming off of Lasix, and his races without Lasix, like two starts back and five starts back, are not his best. So, and he's going to be a short price. I like an interesting horse in there, number 5, Dean Delivers. If you draw a line through his last race, Edward Allard took over the training 5 starts back, and he won 4 straight races with this horse till his last race when it was run on the slop at 7 furlongs. He wants no part of 7 furlongs. 6 furlongs is about as far as he wants to go. Well, he returns to 6 furlongs today. Rider switched to Kendrick Carmouche, which I think is a big upgrade. You're getting 6-1, and that's the horse that I would be playing.
You would like number 5, Dean Delivers. He'll be carrying 131 pounds, and Kendrick Carmouche aboard. Dean Delivers, you hope, will deliver in the high weight, the fall high weight today, the 7th race at Aqueduct. Now we get to Churchill Downs. A couple of really nice races there. The Grade 2 Mrs. Revere for 3-year-old fillies on the turf at 1 16th. 15 are entered. I don't have the late scratches yet, but and if you do, you can give it to us. In this race, it is a wide-open affair.
And a full field, and they had rain yesterday, Ralph, so I'm sure there's a lot of go, certainly some give in that turf. And I like the number 6 horse in there, Pinup Betty. Mike Maker sends out this 3-year-old filly. Brian Hernandez rides today for the first time. She's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. She's an improving horse, but it is a tough, tough race. I would certainly demand some sort of a price there. Wide open event.
And again, you like the 6 Pinup Betty in the Mrs. Revere. Not only is it a very competitive, well-balanced race, but it's such a large field that you're going to need a trip as well in that race, right?
Yeah, the horse you liked yesterday, Duvet Day. I mean, when are you ever going to see Flavian Pratt on a 3-1 shot that ends up paying over $20? Well, that's what happened yesterday. You liked that horse, Ralph. We're trying to push people towards him.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't listen.
Well,
hopefully some listeners did.
I liked him and I bet him, but I could tell you this. I bet him early, so I didn't even bother looking at, he said the horses are at the gate, and I went to watch the race. I was doing something at my desk. And watched the race and said, where the hell is this horse at? And all of a sudden he comes, it's like he dropped out of the clouds. He was going so fast, he got up in time. And when I saw the price, I go, you have to be kidding me. Flavian Pratt and the horse at 3-1 on the morning line was not like Pratt was on a long shot and won. He was on a horse that figured
exactly
by the morning line maker, couldn't figure it out. And of course, Mike McCarthy, the trainer there. But I guess, like I said, I didn't see the betting action that was going on during the race while it was leading up to the race, but somebody must have got bet off the board.
Well, you could wait 6 months before you see that happen again.
Not
with Pratt's on the 3-1 side that pays $20. Maybe a year. Who knows? You just don't see it. It happened yesterday, and on rare occasion, they throw you a bone.
Yeah, we might wait for Haley's Comet to come by again before we get that price. But in any case, that was good. You're going to need a trip in the turf race, the Mrs. Revere. Now, the Clark, this is a good one. 1 1/8 for 3-year-olds and up. These are the handicap horses. And, of course, you know, after the Breeders' Cup Classic, most of those horses won't participate. But this is a good field here in the Clark today. The morning line favorite at 7-2 is Most Wanted with Florent Garou. But you have a Croupy in there with Irad aboard. And you've got some other nice horses like Red Route 1 and Cook Creek. It's going to be
actually Hit Show is the favorite at 3-1. Cox has 2 horses in there.
Oh, yeah,
he's
I'm
got
sorry,
Hit
right.
Show at 3-1, the 6, and he's got Most Wanted, the 5, who's 7-2. They're both really nice horses. They're the horses to beat. It's interesting. Giroux, who rides both the 5 and 6, went to the 5 Most Wanted. This horse has 4 career starts, and he's won all 4 of them. I know they've been extremely high on this horse for a long time. Giroux went to the 5. I'll follow Giroux and go to the 5 Most Wanted.
I'm going to tell you one thing right now. It might be a Cox lock 'em up exacta box.
That could be.
Yeah.
The old house cues.
Yeah, the old
this
house
This would be
cues.
A good one.
The lock 'em up Cox house cue would have been nice, that's for sure. But I'm going to tell you something right now. In this race, I am also going to use Frankie Dettori's horse, Balti. I think that Balti has a shot of
for sure
getting a trip in this race. And he's 12.
Yeah, he's breaking from the rail. He's going to be forwardly placed. You have to use that horse, especially if you really get anywhere near 12-1. I agree with you on this one.
Okay, so that's the 2 big races at Churchill Downs. And then we wrap it up with the part of the Hollywood Turf Festival that started with the red carpet on last weekend. But now we'll be getting more of the Hollywood Turf.
Last Sunday was the red car.
Yeah. So the Hollywood Turf Festival is underway. And today, the Hollywood Turf Cup is the feature of that Turf Festival at a mile and a half on the grass at Del Mar. We can scratch the one rim protector, but that leaves a field of 10 in this race. And it's an interesting contest because there's some horses that have been beating each other at the marathon distance. But a new face, I think, and truly quality with Vincent Chaminade aboard.
Yeah, well, he's breaking from a tough outside post. Listen, Jonathan Thomas, 3-for-6. He won the red carpet last week, last Sunday, with Vincent Chaminade aboard to ride. But I like a price horse in here, Ralph, and I'm going to make this one of our radio plays. I didn't send it in to Sean, but let's add number 5, Rock Emter. He's listed at too big a price, 10-to-1 on the morning line. J.J. Hernandez climbs aboard for the first time. Phil D'Amato, Juan Hernandez, 10-to-1 in a stake race. I'll take it. I like number 5, Rock Emter, to upset and win this year's Hollywood Turf Cup.
All right, number 5, Rock Emperor, 10-to-1 on the morning line. Hernandez, D'Amato on a turf stakes race. It's probably going to be ambitious to get 10-to-1, but he'll be a good price, that's for sure. The 5 in the 7th race, the Hollywood Turf Cup. And I got to tell you, I'm gonna put Boletnikoff in there. I think it's about time for him to make one of his big closing charges.
Yeah, he's fine. He could handle the distance. Listen, a mile and a half, it's not so much the numbers. It's whether you can handle the distance or not. Rock Emter has a win at the distance, so. Yeah. I think that's always important.
All right, so that's it there. Okay, so we got Mr. Hardoon. We've got your selection in that race, the Hollywood Turf Cup. I thought you sent in another horse for that race, as a matter of fact. I thought not in that race, but another one at Del Mar. And I thought it was...
Yeah, that would be bad if I gave that two horses in the same race.
We'd just lock up the Exacta box, you know.
Oh, okay.
you said that was one you didn't send, but you did send one in, and I believe it's in the first race, is it not?
Yeah, number 1, Cheekiest. Only 3-to-1 on the morning line, but this is a pick 5 single. Back in the Mike Pipey barn, he was suspended by Heisa, but horses returned to his name. She's an improving horse. She's getting better with each start. She has the advantage of breaking from the rail. She's only listed at 3-to-1, but she is a single, full field of 10, so I think you'll get that price.
All right, so in the first race at Del Mar, post time is at 12:30. You like the 1 in the first, easy to remember, the 1 in the first. You say is as a singleton, so that'll be a nice singleton for us in the early pick 5. The 1 horse, Cheekiest, in the opener at Del Mar. Now, I didn't get anything from Churchill Downs from you. If you want to give us a selection, that's fine, but we did get one from Aqueduct. Aqueduct.
Yeah, we went through the stakes.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Aqueduct, we're going to look at the 9th and final, Ralph, a mile on the main track, and I love the number 3 horse in here, Confabulation, a 4-year-old gelding from the Richard Dutrow barn. This barn has been on fire. Shades of the old Richard Dutrow from 10 years ago before he was suspended. His horses are all running out of their skin. 7-to-2 on the morning line. I like number 3, Confabulation, to win today's 9th and final out at Aqueduct.
Okay. 9th and final race at Aqueduct, the 3-horse Confabulation. Confabulation is the pick for you in the 9th at Aqueduct. Before I let you go, who do you think is the world's best jockey of 2020?
I know the answer. I do know the answer. James McDonald.
Yes, and why?
Because I looked it up on Google asking the
question. All right. In any case, James McDonald, an Australian rider, won the 2024 Longines World's Best Jockey title. He was born in New Zealand. He's an Australian-based jockey, and he won the World's Best Jockey Award back in 2022 as well. This guy has won stakes races, a lot of them in Hong Kong and in his native country as well. So I guess he's better than guys like Pratt and the Ortiz brothers.
I guess so. In the future, if you want to stump someone, don't give him time to look it up on this day and age. You got no shot, Ralph.
I know.
Google just answers everything.
If you went to artificial intelligence, they'd probably produce James McDonald for you. In any case, thanks a lot, Jonathan. You have 3 sheets available today, Aqueduct, Gulfstream, and Del Mar, right? Oh, yeah, actually,
Aqueduct,
Gulf,
and Churchill. Four. We did the whole menu for the next 3 days till Churchill closes. We're giving everybody everything.
Okay, so you got
Aqueduct,
Gulfstream, Churchill, and Del Mar for the next four through the weekend.
Right, through the weekend. Correct.
You got it, my man. Go get some left.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well. Okay, talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Thank you. We'll be right back after a short break. And Rich Eng is standing by. Don't go away.
Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos Racecourse with two great weeks of racing. Opening day is Friday, December 6th. First post is 12:30 p.m. The meet will include the Starlet for Fillies on Saturday, December 7th, and the Los Alamitos Futurity on Saturday, December 14th, plus two other stakes events for juveniles. And our on-track handicapping contest is set for Saturday, December 14th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime Thoroughbred meet opens on December 6th.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out now to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, all I can say, Richie, is two games out of the three yesterday were really neat games, but the middle game, that Giants and Cowboys, really a pathetic showing.
Yeah, if Coach Daboll had not switched quarterbacks from Tommy DeVito to Drew Lock, I would have gone 3-for-3 because I said on the show I originally liked the Dallas Cowboys, but when he changed quarterbacks on Saturday, I thought Drew Lock gave him a better chance to win the game, Ralph. And that interception he threw in the first half was like that was like a peewee football play where he just threw the ball right at the Dallas defensive end and he ran the ball in for the touchdown.
Yeah. Well, that's yesterday. How about today? You gave us two winners in football and a nice winner in horse racing. So what do we got today? You got any college football?
Yeah, I do have a college football game. I do want to make one last editorial comment. The Chicago Bear fans.
Please. Let's not even go into the Chicago game. I'm going to tell you what. We could do a whole show on that game. A whole show on that game.
Yeah, that was what I called.
I'm sure that Jeff and Alex will have a lot to say about that game when they show up in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, that was coaching malpractice, absolutely. Yeah. College football game, Ralph, 333-334 is Nebraska at Iowa. I gave out Nebraska last week as a winner. They beat up on Wisconsin, but they snapped a four-game losing streak in a nice effort. But Iowa's a team I've given out twice already this year, one win, one loss. Mm-hmm. They are very tough at home, -3. I'm going to go with the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight. Against Nebraska.
All right, Iowa -3 in college football. Now we'll get a pick to parlay that winner from yesterday to today at Del Mar.
Game three. Race three at Del Mar is 5 furlongs on the grass. I'm going to go with a big long shot that I think is Lone Speed. Catch him to win is the number one, Devil Moon, 10-1 on the morning line. The Kid Carmona apprentice, All he's got to do is send him and hold on and see how if he can get the 5 furlongs on the lead.
All right, you got it. Third race, the one-horse Devil Moon at 10-1 on the morning line. The third race, the one at Del Mar. Don't forget, he's got a full sheet for racing at Del Mar today right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. And Richie, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ron. Good luck, everybody.
All right, now we're going to go straight to Southern California where John Lindo is standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, my man. A little bit stuffed, but outside of that, everything is fine. Now we get to Del Mar and the final Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at their meet. A quick look at jockey trainer standings, if you would.
Well, we're bunched up for the leading jockey. Juan Hernandez is the leading rider. He won three Sunday. He's got 13 overall. Antonio Freisu, Umberto Rispoli right behind with 12 each. Freisu starts a 5-day suspension on Sunday, so he's got to get his work done today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. As far as the trainers go, Mark Glatt, he's odds on to win the training title. He's got 12 winners so far. Then you have Phil D'Amato with 7, Doug O'Neill, Peter Miller with 6, and George Papa Padroma, who started off the meet hot, he's now 0 for his last 17.
What about Bays? Did he crack the nut yet?
Tyler is still winless from the meet. He's 0 for 48 so far at Del Mar.
Wow. I know the Linda Report is doing great, though. Through Sunday, the Linda Report had 42 winners out of 118 selections for a win percentage of 36%. The ROI for the flat bet ROI, you're gaining $1.18 for every dollar bet in the Linda Report. And that is available today, right now, here at the South Point for today's races at Del Mar. The Linda Report, of course, free of charge here at South Point, only at the South Point Racebook, free of charge for the patrons out there. They love horse players here. All right, John, looking at Del Mar today, the Hollywood Turf Cup, an interesting event at a marathon mile of a mile and a half on the turf.
Yeah, it is. We don't get too many mile and a half at Del Mar. Usually it's a mile and three-eighths for the marathons, but you guys kind of went over this race. It looks like Cabo Spirit will be the speed from the inside. You've got the Truly Quality coming back from the East Coast for trainer Jonathan Thomas. He's gotten good, and he's shown he likes these long-distance races. Divin Propo gets a rider switch to Umberto Rispoli. And you mentioned a horse that I like, and that's Balnikov. I just know he hates the Santa Anita turf, so his form is muddied up a little bit. Gets back at Del Mar today, and if he gets enough pace, he'll just sit back, and he'll be the one running late. So the faster they go early, the better the chances for Balnikov today in the Hollywood Turf Cup.
And he gets the track that he likes at the beach in Del Mar's turf course. You like the 9 Bolotnikov as well in the Hollywood Turf Cup. Before we get to that, I was reluctant, or forgot really, to ask you how the favorites are doing there at Del Mar.
Favorites at Del Mar at 35% for this meet.
And I understand that Kyle Frey is getting some time off.
Yeah, he'll miss this weekend. He's got a 3-day suspension that starts today, so he'll miss closing weekend at Del Mar.
All right. Well, John, how about a pick for today?
Let's go down to the ninth and final. Ninth at Del Mar today. Number 4, Faith Understood, came out to California for the honeymoon stakes at Santa Anita in June and was in trouble and blocked every step of the way. Throw that race out, training well for the comeback here, has good tactical speed. We talked about Jonathan Thomas and Vincent Chaminade. This is the guy that's been riding for him out here. Uh-huh. He's got them out. I think you're going to see a lot better performance with a clean trip. 6-1 on the program. Number 4, Faith Misunderstood, race number 9, Del Mar.
Ninth and final race. The 4 horse is John Lendo's pick, number 4 in the ninth. Don't forget the full Lendo report with all the good information, suggested late pick 4 and all that good stuff. One comprehensive sheet here available. Only place in the gaming capital you can get it. The Lendo report here at the South Point Racebook, and it's free of charge, complimentary to the horse player. Hey, thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right. Now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by, who is wearing his Raiders cap today. I imagine he burned his Giants cap already. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Ralph. No, actually, I'm kind of proud of the job. I thought that 27-20 was a good showing for them, particularly with Dexter Lawrence on this side.
Okay.
I thought they were probably going to lose 40-3, so it's all relative to expectations.
All right. Well, what about your?
They're a lousy team, but they played with some grit.
Okay. Well, you're kind of going in and out for us right now, so we're going to get right to the picks. Aqueduct first.
All right. Let's go to the ninth race at Aqueduct. At Aqueduct, we have Unrolled at 9-2, looking to me like maybe first time on a fast track. The track will be fast by the ninth race. I'm right here in Brooklyn now. So
all right.
I can tell you it's going to be it's a beautiful day, and the track will be fast. The 10 horse, Uncontrolled for, what's that guy? Chad Brown? He's a pretty good trainer.
Yeah, I think
the
so.
The 10 for the two. the 2, 3, 4, and 8 reverse 2, 3, and 4 reverse 2, 3, 4, and 8 back over the 10. But the 10, that's going to be our featured play in pop back key. Anything over 7-2, Ralph.
Okay, you got it. Ninth race, do you like the 10 uncorrelated, the 10 over 2, 3, 4, and 8 and reverse? And Jonathan Ardoon came in the same race with the 3 horse, so we got a Scirocco play. I got a Scirocco exacta box of the 3, 10, 10, 3 in the ninth race at Aqueduct. You have, your selection is the 10 over the 2, and you're including the 3, 4, and 8 as well. Del Mar?
I have the 3. The 3 is very well rated on my sheet. It's the top rated horse, actually.
Okay, go. Del Mar.
Let's go to the 4th, Ralph. Number 4, Venice Vibe looks right to me. I don't want to go below the 5-2 morning line, but I really do like the horse an awful lot. Let's take the 4. Looks like he's course for course or just off an easy win.
Right.
A couple of nice little angles there to support the 5-2 price. Play the 4 over the 1-2. Reverse is just to break even. It's all about the 4 in the 4th.
All right, the 4 over the 1-2 at Del Mar in the 4th race. The 4 over 1-2 and reverse. Don't forget Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Del Mar and all of Aqueduct, even though he's in New York, is at the jerryjspowerpage.com. Jerry, before we go, I'm going to go right to Jeff standing by for Sports on Sports by the Book. And, Jeff, a busy, busy weekend for sure with all that great, not only football, but the basketball as well.
Well, the hoops has been awesome this week. Chaos across the board.
Yeah.
Final weekend of the college football regular season. Started yesterday with a big upset. Tulane goes down.
Yep.
Maybe we'll see more of that today. Georgia's the big one up night against Georgia Tech. It's 4:30 Pacific time tonight.
Yeah, we got some big football games coming up over the weekend as well in college football. And you and Alex will have it all coming up right next, right here. Don't go away. One more thing to say. Jerry's going to say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
Don't forget, Sports by the Book. Stand by. They're next.